USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There are no plans for a curfew in Kenosha as the city braces for a verdict in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. The 18-year-old is accused of killing two riders and injuring a third during protests last year. The 12-member jury resumed deliberations today. This as Kenosha residents tell Fox News they hope the verdict doesn't spark more riots.
People are worried that we're going to have the same problem we had burning the city down.
I pray that people aren't going to come in from other states and do more damage.
None of us had any clue that what happened last year was going to happen. And, you know, I think we need to be prepared.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is reporting the United States recorded its highest number of drug overdose deaths in a 12-month period, eclipsing 100,000 for the first time. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
West Virginia Democrat Senator Joe Manchin indicated that he doesn't agree with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's plan to pass President Biden's $1.75 trillion climate and social spending bill into law by Christmas. Manchin saying he has a lot of concerns with the legislation as it currently stands, as do his constituents.
I think my voters in West Virginia, but I don't speak for the whole country, my voters a lot differently, but they're very much concerned. Inflation has hit them extremely hard. I hear it when I go to the grocery store or if I go to the gas station. They say, are you as mad as I am? And I says, absolutely.
Current law requires a Social Security number be in order for families to obtain a child tax credit, but on page 1647 of President Biden's $1.75 trillion bill, Democrats would eliminate this requirement, opening up the benefit to illegal immigrants who don't have Social Security numbers. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An FBI whistleblower claims the Bureau took extra steps to track threats made by parents against school board officials. And now Republicans are accusing AG Merrick Garland of misleading lawmakers on the subject. North Carolina Congressman Greg Murphy telling Fox News that parents everywhere should be afraid of what has been revealed.
This brings us back to the days of, you know, Hoover and McCarthyism, that labeling, essentially labeling good, honest American citizens are now being vilified and basically tracked by our own Department of Justice.
As the coronavirus pandemic continues, there's still an argument by some as far as how much the government can infringe on your personal rights.
Dr. Fauci told CBS Sunday Morning senior contributor Ted Koppel that there's a misplaced perception about people's rights superseding societal safety. That would be Dr. Fauci's opinion. Robert Kennedy Jr. spoke with Fox's Tucker Carlson. He places a lot more value on freedom.
But we're lucky that there was a whole generation of Americans in 1776 who said it would be better to die than to not have these rights written down. And they gave us that. They gave us that gift of that Bill of Rights.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.